Scholars of the Senate know that even when a bill does have a majority, it may never come to a vote. And that may be the fate of the class action lawsuit reform, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
The push to restrict further class action lawsuits slammed into the hard reality of election year politics yesterday. The bill had been under consideration only a few minutes when Senate Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist announced sharp limitations on his colleagues' efforts to attach amendments to the controversial bill. Frist stipulated that
there be five relevant amendments to be offered by each leader or his designee.
By relevant amendments, Frist meant only those modifications directly related to the class action bill itself would be considered. That goes against the grain of the Senate, where senators traditionally target a widely supported bill with any unrelated proposal for which they can muster a bare majority. And in this election year, Democrats and even some Republicans have a raft of such bills they want to tack onto this class action bill. Everything from importing prescription drugs to extending a ban on assault-style semi-automatic rifles. Frist has not allowed these bills to be considered on their own, and President Bush has not encouraged them either. But Democrats were eager to seize on a chance to force Republicans to take a stand on such issues as the minimum wage prior to the November elections. They also saw a chance to sink the class action bill itself by freighting it with amendments that many Republicans would oppose. So Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle's response to Frist's proposal limiting amendments was no surprise.
Mr. President, I will object to this request.
Frist then tried appearing magnanimous. He said he was willing to consider as many amendments specifically related to the class action bill as might be proposed.
However, we're not prepared to have this bill become a magnet for every unrelated issue that is brought to the floor.
Frist proceeded to fill up all the available amendment slots with his own proposals, cutting off any chance for other amendments. Daschle, his Democratic counterpart, cried foul.
The majority leader has now done something that I thought we'd never see under his leadership. He has filled the tree. He has precluded all senators from offering amendments.
Daschle added that with his procedural maneuvers, Frist had alienated Democrats who want to support the class action bill.
It's a sham. This almost guarantees this bill will not get done, and why they would want to do that is unclear to me.
But it was clear to Utah Republican Orrin Hatch.
These are amendments that are offered to score political points in an election year, and that, at the end of the day, will obliterate any chances that class action reform will become law. That's exactly what's involved here. And we all know it. We know that if some of these amendments are added to this bill, it will kill the bill.
That argument did not impress some of Hatch's fellow Republicans. Idaho's Larry Craig said he was outraged that Majority Leader Frist would not allow Craig to offer an amendment legalizing the status of foreign agricultural workers.
That is not a way to allow this body to work and work effectively, and we know it. He has been reasonable, and our discussions have been substantive, but there are some who do not want immigration as an issue voted on this year.
Democrats insist Frist's opposition to their amendments on the class action bill is actually intended to give political cover to Republicans who oppose the bill but don't want to be on record voting against it. Last night, Frist called for a so-called cloture vote on the bill, even though it appeared highly unlikely he'd get the 60 votes needed for this measure-ending debate. Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd is co-sponsoring the bill, but vowed he won't back Frist on the vote slated for tomorrow.
It is going to disappoint me terribly to have to vote against cloture. But if you constrain the ability of members of this body to offer legislative ideas under limited duration and specific amendments, then this center is going to have to wait for another day on a good bill that can make a difference.
So a week will have been spent on a bill that now appears certain to die, even as the days left for legislating this year are dwindling fast under the pressure of the November election. Republicans are certain to claim Democrats obstructed the reform bill's passage, while Democrats will say Republicans allowed the bill to die rather than take a chance on the bill picking up popular election year measures. David Wellner, NPR News.